Hello, welcome to the Nerdy Times. This is Dan, so I am without Corey today. And I wanted to get a podcast out because last weekend, Tina and I, our associate intern producer Tina, and I went to Star Clippers Ladies Night. And I wanted to talk about some of the artists that we met there, and we got a couple of really great interviews. And also just kind of catch everyone up on everything that's happening. So, I think the first thing I want to talk about is the folks over at the Tower of Technobabble. And if you remember them, they were on a panel with us last year at Conglomeration about podcasting. And they recently put on their Facebook that they are going to attempt a Guinness World Book record for longest uninterrupted internet broadcast, which, if you remember, is something Corey was very interested in doing, and I pretty much shot down because the Guinness folks told us that the record was you had to beat 54 hours, and after 36 hours, you could go insane. So I decided that, you know, I needed to hold on to every little bit of sanity I had. So I kind of nixed the idea. Now Corey is very annoyed with me now that the Tower of Technobabble is going to try it. But anyway, if you go to their Facebook page, they are planning to do this over Memorial Day weekend, and they are looking for volunteers to be witnesses to substantiate their claims to Guinness. So if you'd be interested in participating in that, you should head over to Tower Technobabble, and I'll put a link in the show notes. Also, Will Wheaton announced about a week or so ago that he is planning, or he is wanting to crowdsource his next season of his show, Tabletop. And I guess, you know, previously Google has been providing some of the financing through their Google partnership program through, you know, YouTube. They've sponsored a couple of channels, and then they help sponsor the program, given some money for the programming. And I guess this year either the funding is a little bit delayed, or they're thinking they're not going to get as much funding, and they've decided they want to, like, instead of basically how you would usually do something like this, you'd start a production company and try to get funding and investors. They decided, well, let's just turn this out to the crowd and let the people that enjoy the show sponsor it. So what they're looking for is they were looking for $500,000 to go for the production, getting everything set up, paying all the bills, you know, what have you. And right now they're at $658,000. So they have 22 days to go, so they've more than met their initial goal, but they have a number of really cool stretch goals. So at $750,000, they will do five more additional episodes, have 20 episodes. And then if they get, I think if it's over $1 million, yeah, if they get over $1 million, they're going to launch a new show that's going to feature RPGs. So if you're familiar with the Tabletop show, you know, it's Will Wheaton and his friends and people that he knows in the industry getting together, and they play a board game and then discuss it and then, you know, demonstrate the mechanics and show how everything works. And it is a really good show and has really brought new light to the tabletop world and the tabletop games. So it'd be really exciting to see what he's able to do with a new show about RPGs. So, you know, like the typical, and this one's on Indiegogo, and I'll include a link in the show notes as usual. And you get the typical, you know, if you give them $5, they will give you a shout out all the way up to, like, you know, $15 will get you like a video diary. $20 will get you special, you know, bonus episodes. $30 will get you a digital archive of the previous shows and so forth and whatnot. All the way up into, I think, the largest one left now is, if you give them $10,000, you can visit the set, and you are a guest. What is it? Plus, you and a guest are invited to be the only VIPs for one day of the shoot. So you get to meet the celebrity players, have lunch with Will and the crew, and sitting next to the director in the control room to see how tabletop is really, really shot. So that'd be really cool. So anyway, if you're interested in sponsoring that, you know, I'll put a link in the show notes. I'm really enamored with this crowdsourcing of internet things or internet TV shows. So let's get on to the main focus of today's show is went to Star Clipper down in the Loop is a St. Louis, you know, institution. I think they celebrated their 15th or 20th anniversary recently. And they hold, you know, different events throughout the year. And this event last weekend was their ladies' night, where they showcased three local female artists. And then they had different specials and prizes, and you could either get 20% off or donate 20% of your price of your purchase to a local women's shelter. So Tina and I went down there, and we conducted a couple of interviews. And so this is a sort of Tina and I's first time interviewing. You know, we got to some really good questions and topics. So, but anyway, our first interview is with Lauren Ratcliffe. And she has some very, very interesting art. It's like one of her themes are cat ghosts. And if you're following us on our Facebook page, I had highlighted her work in a post last week with a picture of a sticker of a Viking chick or a Viking woman, you know, kind of leaning over a giant like axe, and there's a cat ghost behind her, and it says a work of fart. So that was very, very, very interesting. And she has a lot of curvy women and cat ghosts all in the background, and you know, very, very interesting art. She is, she also does, motion and short motion videos. If you go to her website, which I'll put in the show notes, but it's laurenratcliffe.com. You can see some of her short videos, and like, I was looking through these, and these are really very, very creative and very cool. And, you know, somebody just starting at the beginning of their art career. She indicated that she's working on a collaboration that's a video collaboration that's coming up, and, you know, to forward her goal of kind of working for a major studio and producing these big, you know, complex works. So, but without further ado, I will give you our interview with Lauren Ratcliffe.
What inspired your art?
Well, I started, I don't know, it goes through phases, and the cat ghost thing started a little over a year ago, and I like them because they're very malleable and they can mm-hmm. represent different things depending on the piece. For a year, they were a little bit more of a design choice because I mm-hmm. like the negative space that they bring to the picture. But then recently I've been doing all these sliced people, and they're a little different, and they're a lot more about attempting to compartmentalize feelings and being capable of doing so.
Okay, so it's all like they're escaping.
Sometimes they're escaping. Yeah. Uh-huh. Prior to, they were almost suffocating, but now, recently, they are now internal and trying to escape.
Oh, that's interesting. So, if you don't mind me asking, what were you drawing before that? And like, where did that evolve from?
It was all over the place. I went to, you know, in school, I was working on different animations, and mm-hmm. I definitely draw a lot of more curvaceous women.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that.
Common
yeah.
theme. No matter what it is. But, like, in school, I did one thing that was about just different kind of short films. One mm-hmm. is the stop motion woman where she jumps through a tree, and I don't know. It's always, I don't know. It doesn't have much direction all the time. It just okay. has had more direction recently.
So what has been your favorite piece that you've done so far?
My favorite piece is the next thing I've done, because I hate everything I've done. So I'm pretty excited about projects this year, but everything else.
So do you have an upcoming project that you can talk about?
Not that I can talk about. It's sneaky, sneaky secret. But it should be big, and I'm excited about it. It's okay. animation.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Really exciting.
But I'm working with someone on that, and the collaboration is going incredibly well.
With another artist?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Writer.
Writer. That seems cool.
So are you, do you try to actively sell your artwork right now, or is it still kind of in the, you kind of like doing it on the side, or are you trying to like promote yourself as a full-time painter, mm-hmm. designer, artist?
I'm trying to sell my stuff. I think I have a slightly, like I don't want to only be living off of my art mm-hmm. that I sell. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go into more being the lead for TV film or TV
okay.
animation or something
okay.
like that.
Cool.
So it's not, you know, mm-hmm. a little different direction there.
Do you kind of see that, you know, do you see like the internet and Kickstarter being that something you just like trying to do your own projects and bring them forward, or do you want to like get on with like a larger studio and work on bigger pieces?
Bigger is the goal, and if it doesn't work, I'll just make it. And then
in
the hope that, you know, via the internet have a bigger following, and if mm-hmm. I can get a following, then yep. the network would be more likely to pick that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal there.
Awesome.
But yeah, I just try and keep producing things all the time, yeah. Partially because I want, I don't know, just because I have to, to live.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. So is there any, like, you know, you said there'd be a project you couldn't talk about, but is there, like, in the future, like, you know, you have, like, the cat echoes thing is a very, very prominent theme. Is there somewhere you want to go from that? Is there, like, a future theme that you foresee your artwork revolving around?
I'm not sure. I think I'll just, when I think about whatever the theme is, it has a lot to do with just everything that I care about at the time will come out through whatever the theme is. And I can't really predict what I'm going to give a shit about in a year, so I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of let it go wherever it's going to take you.
Yep. I mean, I make plans, but they're, yeah. You know. So most of my work, as much as it may not read as being that, but I think a lot of the time it's about however I can deal with trauma and mental illness, and I just think about that, and whatever comes out is my art.
Awesome.
Is there anything that you would like us to include in the podcast?
You have like a link. We'll definitely
statement
include,
or
include
a link
your
or an appeal of some kind.
Well, my tagline is "Suck it, nerds." Okay. So you can put that in there.
Okay, we'll make sure prominently.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Title of the show.
Yeah. Yep. Beyond that, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you very. You know,
thank
very,
you.
You
know,
can I ask you one more question?
Mm-hmm.
Your tagline, "Suck it, nerds." Mm-hmm. Is that because of the gender discrimination in the nerd community?
Maybe a little bit of that. Maybe that's why I shout it at my office frequently.
Uh-huh.
You know. A little bit.
Okay.
Also, I just really like doing this all the time and shouting
yeah.
Second nerds and dropping my Wacom tablet pen and walking backwards. Nobody has to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll
right.
just do it for the sake of it, but
yeah.
It's a good sense of power.
Right.
Okay.
Speaking to no one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So that was our interview with Lauren Ratcliffe. Like I said, it was a little bit rough as our first interview together. Usually Corey does these. He wasn't available. And, you know, I really look forward to seeing more, you know, more from her. And so the next interview we had is from Starclipper Ladies Night, and it is Maggie Woolfolk. And she does a comic called Ratchet Heart Forest, and we were looking at some of her art, and she was doing commission art, you know, kind of, you know, pay whatever you think is appropriate commission art, and did a very cool drawing for Tina, and had some very, and she was doing these really cool female superhero things for some children that were there. It was very, very cool, and she had a very it was a hipster Ariel, you know, t-shirt. It was Ariel with glasses on it. So she was very, very interesting, very, very fun. And she is somebody else. She is doing it's not really an online comic. She puts, pages of it on the Facebook page for Ratchet Heart Forest, but she's actually selling a black and white printed version. So without further ado, I'll give you our interview with Maggie Woolfolk.
Hello and welcome to the Nerdy Times. With me, I have Maggie Woolfolk.
Hi.
Hi. And we're here at Starclipper Comics and Games down here in the Loop for their Ladies Night. And I have associate segment producer Tina here. And we're going to do the interview together. And I guess the first question is like, so what got you inspired to do art?
Being born, probably.
Okay.
I've been doing it ever since I was a kid, so yeah. I mean, it's something I've always done. It's like breathing, pretty much.
Cool. So I'll admit, I was looking up a little bit online, but I don't remember. Did you have a formal art education, or are you mainly self-taught?
I went to art school for a while. Not a technical graduate, but
yeah.
I did learn a lot. So can't say I didn't learn anything.
Yeah. So, and I guess, you know, I was looking at, you know, you have your comic here, and I was looking
yes.
at it online. It's like, have you found that posting your comic online and through Facebook has given you, like a wider audience?
It is. I've always been more of a Luddite. I barely can
mm-hmm.
use Photoshop.
Okay.
I barely am able to scan anything in. So,
okay.
Facebook is an invaluable resource, as is DeviantArt.
Cool. So do you mainly hand sketch out
yeah,
your art and then
this
scan?
Is all,
okay.
Everything is hand drawn.
Oh, awesome.
Pencil, ink, and Prismacolor.
I wanted to ask you about the title of the comic. Is it Ratchet Heart Forest?
Ratchet Heart Forest.
As in Ratchet, like that's so Ratchet.
Partially, yeah, but it's also it's also kind of a play on words, on rhymes. Mm-hmm. It's Ratchet Heart also sounds a little bit like Ragnarok. And that's going to be part of the story.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
So I like wordplay a lot. Mm-hmm.
I only wonder because I wonder how much the inclusion of women in the genre might also help the genre to kind of reach out to other underserved communities, right?
Definitely.
And those points of connection I find very interesting.
Yeah, well, one of the things I find interesting about just the title is that, like, the title sticks with people. Like, if I'm at a show or something and people pick it up, they say the name
They remember
out,
it.
And they say it like, Ratchet. You know? It's like, yeah, that's close enough, yeah.
Right. The other thing I noticed is a lot of allusions to Greek mythology in your work. Is that is it a matter of making...
It's very deliberate. Yeah, there's the story itself is mostly focused around Norse mythology, but I've got some Greek mythology filtering. I'm a big mythology nerd, so
that's
I'm always
awesome.
Going to be writing about that. The next series I'm doing after this wraps up is going to be based around the seven chakras and Kundalini yoga as its theme. So I'm excited to work on that one next.
Yeah. So... Do you look for mythologies that are a little bit less known?
I do, yeah. There's, like, so many great stories and so many great characters that have been kind of glossed over throughout history that really deserve to be more well-known.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially Africa, China, Japan.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And then there's the whole Hindu tradition. There's so much.
That's what I'm looking into next, actually, yeah.
Uh-huh, that's amazing.
So I'm very excited.
Where are you hoping to go with that?
I want to be able to break even, preferably.
Right, yeah.
I'd be happy just to have that, but it's always fun to have people be enthusiastic about it.
It's really exciting.
Tell you what, we'll finish up here really, really fast, and I'll let you get back to. I guess kind of just to wrap. I know when we're in the intermission here, I noticed you're giving a lot of the proceeds to charity. Is that something you really see in your art? Is giving back and
it's kind of a unified thing that Star Clipper's working on together. A lot of the proceeds from the raffle and some of the proceeds from my prints will be going towards the Women's Safe House tonight. So
okay,
I'm pretty excited for that.
Awesome. Yeah, I was looking at that print. It's really, really awesome.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, I was like, look at that. I was like, oh, that's really cool. So I guess to kind of wrap up, is there anything you would like to talk about, or do you have like any like upcoming projects that you're looking forward to?
I want to do more collaborations with more people and just keep hustling, keep getting it out there.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
And that was our interview with Maggie. Wolfolk, and I'm going to put the link to her Facebook page in the show notes, but it's facebook.com/ratchetheartforest, and you can check her out. And we purchased one of her comics, and we were looking through it, and it's very, 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 very cool. So our last but not least interview is Denise Clammers, and she is also doing a small comic book, and we were looking through some of her art and comics and what have you, and it's like we had kind of a geek out moment because she uses Moo cards for her business cards, and that's sort of the thing you do when you're in like the creative world. Moo has a very very good marketing program. But anyway, I'll give you the interview we did with her.
Hello, welcome to the Nerdy Times. With me today, I have Denise. What was your last name? I'm sorry.
Clammers.
Clammers. Okay. Well, we are here for the last but not least interview with Star Clipper Ladies Night. And I guess my first question is, what got you inspired to do your art?
I made friends in high school, and they all drew and stuff. Everybody was into anime back then. And so was I, but I never really drew. But then, like, I wound up falling in love with this girl and started drawing to impress her. And here I am now, selling comics and stuff.
Cool. I see you have a lot of different stuff out here right now. So, it's like, is there anything that you're, like, the most impressed with yourself with?
So
that was a real sentence.
So I started using watercolors recently. So the three prints I have with the watercolors that I use, I'm really proud of. But I'm most proud of my comic Good Intentions. It took me about a month and a half to draw and ink all of it. It's like 50 pages for the first issue here. And yeah, I wrote it, I drew it, inked it, scanned it all in.
Cool.
It's my baby.
So you said you started drawing on your own. Did you have a formal art education, or are you kind of self-taught?
I took 2.5 years of art back in college, and then I switched over and took 2.5 years of writing.
Yeah.
But before that, I'd only taken a couple classes back in high school and all, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
And then, I know you have your comic. Have you found the internet to be a good, has that been instrumental in helping you get your work out there?
Yeah. Especially, like, with drawing things, like, fan art stuff, where I'm into a fandom, it's nice to connect with other people who enjoy that stuff. And then from there, those other people start asking, so what else do you do? And being able to show them my other work from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I see that you've created this comic book. Are you looking for like more mainstream publication, or are you like wanting to keep it on a more indie?
I'll worry about it.
That's a tough question.
Yeah,
because I really do value the grit that comes with indie publication. And how each one is just a little bit different than the other. But it would also be nice to have a publisher so that I'm not having to do as many things on my own. But I think it would depend on the book. There's some autobiographical stuff that I'm working on, and that would be more of like something I would go to publish through a publisher. But my fiction stuff I would like to do just on my own, because that's just a fun side project.
Where do you think comic art is going? It seems like there's a resurgence. To me, it seems like there's kind of a resurgence of interest.
I feel like it's becoming more of a thing for anybody and everybody, which is great. You don't have to just rely on landing yourself your art at a big publisher anymore. You can take matters into your own hands and create for and by yourself. So I'm hoping that we'll see more of that, more people taking matters into their own hands, and even though it's tough, going for it regardless.
Are you hoping to kind of push the genre in any way? Do you find yourself like genre poking?
A little bit. Like, it's hard for me to describe any certain genre for my comic here. I mean, first and foremost, it's romance, but it's also got like elements of horror and action in it too. So, I like to just write stories for stories. I don't write to subscribe to a set of like rules for any one genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best ship ever. You were my
life. So he was talking about the piece that you think that was like the most interesting for you in terms of your development. I'm curious, like, your ideal piece. Like, if you could go and publish and have one piece, like, hit the world. One thing that you would be known for better or worse. Like, where...
I would have to say also for that, my comic. Because it's fun, it's great doing the illustrations. I love them for their own merits. But it's even better to be able to share something that you created on your own with other people, something that's not already standing, something new.
I mean, the cover art is kind of phenomenal anyway, right? I mean, she has a halo and she's stroking a sword.
That's actually a mock-up of a Caravaggio piece.
Oh, okay.
So for each cover of this, I'm going to be taking some sort of like a piece of classical religious art and inserting the characters and stuff. I like how that switches things around.
And were you just a Caravaggio fan, or is he somehow relevant to your piece?
My husband's a Caravaggio fan, and he's got... a book of Caravaggio pieces.
Oh, wow.
And so I was just like, flip through that. And there's another, a couple other ones that I found that I was just like, oh, these would be perfect for later on. And so, it's just a fun way to interact with works of art. And I'm hoping on some level, like, kind of play with comics as, like, an art form. Yeah.
Absolutely. I get that.
I have been given the signal from our associate segment producer to wrap this up. So let me ask. So like what are your plans going forward? Do you have any future projects projects for the future that you're working on?
Well, Good Intentions has 6 issues after this. Each are going to be about 50 pages in length, and then I've also got a few again, autobiographical books. I'm hoping to flesh out like at least 100 pages or more for those. And so, you know, working on one here, one there, you know, having something new. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you very, very much for speaking with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was our interview with Denise Clammers. Yeah, we purchased her comic book too, and I'll link to her Tumblr page. It's clam-time.tumblr.com, and she's posted some of the pages of her book on there, and different things, different art that she's done. She's done some really cool like Zelda fan art, and we purchased a couple of things from her too. But yeah, but she has quite a lot of stuff on her page, and I'm just flipping through that right now. But yeah, I'll put that in the show notes. So those are our three interviews from the Star Clipper ladies night. And if you have a chance, this was their second annual ladies night, and if you know, I'm sure they will have a third night to next year. I definitely suggest that you check it out. Not only do you get to meet some really cool local artists who are doing really awesome work, but you can also, you know, they do specials, they were doing giveaways, they were giving away original pieces of art, they were doing, you know, selling raffle tickets, or they were giving away raffle tickets for things, and they were selling some raffle tickets for charity and local women's, you know, women's shelters. So it was a really, really fun time, and like going for a really worthy cause. I definitely recommend that you check it out. So just kind of wrap this up. This is going to be a little bit shorter than our usual podcasts. You know, Corey and I are trying to get back on the same schedule to get regular podcasts. We're still itching to do a Comic-Con wrap up from earlier in April. You know, we have some things to say, and you know, we each of us had a really good time. We got to see a number of the panels, and I guess Nathan Fillion let it leak in his panel here in St. Louis that he is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, I was watching that panel, and I don't know, I didn't think it was that big of a reveal, but the internet is all abuzz about him being in the Guardians of the Galaxy. Because the reason I didn't think it was that big of a deal is that apparently I guess he was in the running for one of the main characters, and it went to somebody else. But I guess he is going to be one of the makeuped and costumed, you know. So your other character. So you're probably not even going to recognize him. You're going to have to look in the title. He's going to be, you know, Lieutenant so and so of the blah blah blah, you know. So anyway. But look forward to that. Maybe Corey and I will get to that this week, and we'll have to get back on our usual weekly podcast schedule. In the meantime, we're pretty active on our Facebook page at facebook.com/nerdytimes. You can keep track of us there. I post different things throughout the week. We have our free, I started doing free book of the day from Amazon. You know, if you don't know, Amazon has a lot of really cool, free books available. You know, either the books themselves are just flat out free, or Amazon has discounted them to free as a way to get you into reading the Kindle books. And you know, there's a lot of young adult fiction, a lot of vampires and stuff, but also some really cool, you know, other, you know, space and you know, kind of ship in space combat type books, sword and sorcery books, you know, so forth and whatnot. And I try to highlight those. And then on Thursdays, I've started doing like a classic science fiction book. Like this week I did, the Mysterious Island with Jules Verne. Yeah. Jules Verne. And so, yeah. So, you know, just kind of check that out, and you can get a link and, you know, download the book, or you can view it for free from Amazon. Or if you have a Kindle or an iPhone or Apple device, you can get it on there. Need to get a hold of us? Facebook.com/nerdytimes. We're on Twitter at twitter.com/thenerdytimes. You can find us on the internet, nerdytimes.com. If you need to email us, it's info@nerdytimes.com. And from all of us at the Nerdy Times to you, have a good week!